INTS presents Commercial Exchange. Commercial Exchange is a system that we use to look after our environment. And here's a couple of poems as usual. Money, 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 make me some money. I wanna buy something. I gotta have it. Sorry about that. Playing the money game. Is money really the root of all evil, or are we the culprits? Is it worse than any drug? Is it the only system that we have or want? Is it all that we do in this life? Commercial exchange is our present system. It is worldwide, and those that don't want to play it have no real choice in the matter. Whether you're a small country, a large one, or just a bum in the Bronx, all your efforts on a daily basis have to please the bottom line. If that means you pollute to get to work in your old beat-up truck, then that's what you do. You can't phone the boss and make a lame excuse, because without that paycheck, your lifestyle will disappear. Sadly, this is the way we live. Those that rebel, like the bum in the Bronx, have a charity system to rely on. But even that takes its toll on pride. Individual cities and countries have no choice at all. They must survive economically, or they will find a different governing body in charge. On the other side of the coin, we as humans seem to need this system of exchange in order to keep our affairs in order. Barter does not work as well in a complex society simply because you just can't give all concierge an apple or a pie for their troubles. You can't spend all day trying to find out what the man would like if he already has too many pies. Tipping him with the appropriate amount of exchange is the best way, and he can buy his own apples and pies on the way home. Plus, there's no way that you could get him to come to work with a vague promise of pies, apples, and the occasional goat. It seems that our interest in occupation causes us to rely on exchange, and rightly so. But the society has gone so far with this process that all things are decided by the almighty dollar. Imagine if you can, that our medium of exchange became too easy to counterfeit, and as such it became unreliable. Just for the sake of argument, say that the system went into a crash and banking institutions became unusable due to electronic hacking. Cocaine, heroin, hash, and other drugs being easily transportable, readily appraisable, unlike precious gems, and universally in demand, might become the new medium of exchange. This has actually happened in other areas of the world and could happen here as well, but that's not my point. You would catch a taxi and spot the driver a quarter of dope for your ride. He would take the taxi back after his shift and split his haul with the owner, just as he does now with money. If you worked at a grocery, you would tally up the customer's supplies on the same till used when the money system was in vogue, and then give him a choice of, say, 3 grams of hash or an 8-ball of coke to pay you with. Governments would be quite upset at having to switch over to drugs as a medium, but they are truly without morals anyway, so since they espouse money over all else, they would have little choice. Governments are at the mercy of big business, and it is the corporate moral system, or lack thereof, that causes governments to do what they do. What I am trying to say, with the drug analogy, is that if we did fall into a situation where Acapulco gold was the new gold standard, and the average person could plainly see that our environment was controlled by drugs, and the truly repugnant nature of this system could be realized. This is plainly the most difficult problem that we face with global warming. People want their fancy cars, and the underdeveloped and developed nations of the world want them too. The system of money can supply all these luxuries to all people, but as yet has no way of cleaning up the mess that it leaves. Non-theoretical science may be able to solve this complex issue, since it can take an overview that is not allowed partisan scientific institutes, but even if a solution is found, it still must be applied, and that may prove to be an even greater challenge.